Well, George, you're making your way from east to west on your Made in Canada tour. What does that mean to you?
Well, you know, I was born in Canada, raised in Canada, met my wife in Canada, raised our kids in Canada, live in Canada, work in Canada. It's kind of the whole picture for me is just celebrating the greatest nation in the world. I'm very blessed that I get to stay at home and have this career. I don't have to go and have a career in the United States to have a career here, so a pretty big blessing for me.
Well, I know you kicked the tour off in your hometown of Pictou, Nova Scotia.
Yeah, it was emotional. They presented me with a platinum record there, so it was my very first platinum record, and my son presented it to me, actually.
No way!
Yeah, it was like, he came up from university, he's in his third year at St. Effects down in Antigonish, and he came up and he presented me the plaque on stage, and oh, man, talk about hard on a dad's heart.
What's he taking at St. Effects?
Business.
Ah, good for him. I assume you still have family and friends back in Nova Scotia?
Oh, yeah. It was nice to celebrate that with them all and with all the fans back in my hometown that supported me for years.
We always like to check in on your acting career. Of course, I would imagine in the weeks to come, we'll see One Starry Christmas back on TV for the holidays. We know you've done stints on Heartland and Trailer Park Boys. You got to try some live theater recently. What was that all about?
I made a guest on Grease, the musical Grease, where I played Teen Angel, and came out and sang that song and had a couple lines, and it was scary, quite scary, actually. I mean, I've done musical theater, and never professional musical theater. It was definitely an eye-opening experience.
A little different than just going out and singing your own songs.
Oh, yeah, but it was a great experience. It's, you know, I take it all in stride. Like, you know, I signed again for the fifth year now. It's my fifth year with the Calgary Flames, and it's just as exciting going out there and singing the anthem and being a part of that organization. So I just take it all in stride, and I'm just blessed to get to do it all.
You ever drawn a blank when you're singing O Canada?
Yeah, by the grace of God, no. But no, I've been blessed to kind of keep it going. So
you're not a hashtag anthem fail.
It's a lot of pressure.
So Remembrance Day is coming up, and I know that's pretty special to you, being an honorary colonel in the Canadian Air Force.
Very special day, very special month. We actually removed one of my hits, I Want You to Live, out of the set probably a couple of years ago. And this tour is the first tour we've put it back into the show. And I did that out of respect. I had done a show and there was a few widows there, and I was just so worried that that song was going to bring back just terrible memories for them. So I removed it. But I've since learned that, no, that's not the case, that it's a good reminder and a good memory, so we put it back in the show now.
So when the tour wraps, are you going to be able to take some time off over Christmas, or what's the plan?
I am, yeah. Yeah, our son gets home, my daughter gets home, and we're going to kind of do some snowboarding and some skating on the pond, and Christmas is my favorite time of year, so for me, I just love anything and everything about Christmas.
George Canyon, the Made in Canada tour, rolls into Average Joe's November 16th. You can get your tickets at thejoe.ca. Always a pleasure, and enjoy the rest of the tour. We'll see you in mid-November.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it, and I'll see everybody down there very soon.